Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand here to urge a yes vote on Senate Bill 1000. And I just have to share, when we voted on the line item veto overrides, I'm newer to this chamber, I guess, than most of you, and I must be a little naive because I had this feeling that there were going to be 21 people that were able to stand up on the other side, and Democrats and Republicans were going to vote together on that line item veto override. I really, really, truly thought that people were going to stand up. And there were new people. It was their first time here in this chamber on that day. And I thought, oh my God, they just voted against foster children. How could they have just voted against homeless shelter funding? All of those things for the needy, for minorities, for the poor, because there was the ability to put that money where it was supposed to go. We were supposed to vote it that day. The Senate was gonna vote it by Wednesday, and they would have had their money by Friday. And I thought, it can't be that political here in this room. Could it possibly be? Because I have voted, when we had a Republican governor, I voted against him. I went and I was brought out to the woodshed. They could take you out past in this little room here, and you can get a talking to. And I voted against him, and I didn't always vote with my party. And we keep talking about now's, you know, let's let the leaders keep on compromise. Let the leaders keep on negotiating. Let them keep talking. But there's no more time to continue talking. There's no more time to continue to try to get a compromise. This money, we're able to release it now, and we can do that. So, there are voiceless people. And I think maybe that's why it's easy to take a vote like this and go back, because we dictate in our own districts what we go home and communicate about what happened today. And you have to wonder about the nature of this great body that we're in, because sometimes I look at this room, you can't really see it on PCN that great, but it's covered in gold, and we all sit in these cushy leather chairs, and there's a button right across from us, a red button or a green button, and you have a decision. And if you were a township supervisor and you were at a meeting tonight and you had those 25 constituents right in front of you, foster children, would you hit that red button? If you could hit that red button and make all this go away, if you could hit the green button and make it all go away, we have a list here. We have a document right in front of us tonight. This is not a joke. This is something that we need to compromise. And the governor, he wants to work with us. I think the governor is a good man. I intend on working with the governor over the next 4 years. And I think that we are all supposed to compromise. And that's where it goes on here in this room. And there is a document, and the document lists community-based services, homeless shelters, and I think the people in the homeless shelters and that are utilizing the food bank, perhaps they're not as concerned about the property tax relief right now tonight because they don't have a home to go home to. And domestic violence, rape crisis. The man in my district that got laid off yesterday, who has 2 children and a mortgage to pay, what do we tell him? We can take action. There are things that we can do together. We don't have to be partisan. We don't have to be Washington, D.C. We can take charge of this, and we can work together, and we can compromise. So I just want to tell the people out there, because they're not in the gallery, our constituents with all these problems, they're not up there in the gallery, and they're not watching PCN. And I want to tell them that in this great body, we are sent here to vote, and we are sent here to represent you, and we can hear you through these marble walls from Italy, and the gold that's on the walls, the gold that hangs down on the ceiling chandelier here in this great body. And this great body doesn't have to be a beast, and it doesn't have to be dysfunctional, and we can work together. And I would ask everyone in this room, go for a yes vote. Let's work with the governor, and let's get on with it. Please, the people have their funding cut, so let's go. Thank you.